So either there was some world training. That's workplace English language and literacy training, and that happened at the mill in Launceston. Can you tell us a bit about the training?
Yeah, sure. The site was closing and there were a lot of workers that had been there for a really long time. For some it had been their only job. You can imagine the thought of finding new work was going to be pretty daunting to them. The union negotiated support packages to help the workers, and one of the ideas that came out of the planning was to apply for some funding to help them develop new skills to get a new job.
So, let me get this right. The training happened while the workers were still at the workplace and it focused on job-seeking skills.
Yeah, it was a bit unusual, but the employer was doing its best to help the people develop their skills to work elsewhere.
Okay, so what was the training program about?
It covered a range of topics. One of the most important things was getting the guys to recognise that the skills they'd developed over years at the mill were very transferable to other workplaces. You know, things like working as part of a team and with others, planning and organising work, quality control. All those sorts of things can happen in most workplaces, not just at the mill. We need to help people to see that they have good skills that could be used anywhere.
What else was covered in the training?
Everyone did white card training, you know, so that could help open up opportunities on a construction site. The rest of the program was really about computer training. Everyone put together a cover letter and a resume and learned how to search for jobs online. Also, how to use emails. Each participant left the training with their own documents saved to a USB stick.
Cool, that sounds great.
Lots of the group had never touched a computer before this training, and by the end there was a lot of enthusiasm about using the technology. One 70-year-old participant now has bought a computer and is happily surfing the net. It's opened up all sorts of new avenues in communicating with family and friends. But most importantly, they've developed the confidence to feel that they could manage a job which involves using a computer.
That's a great outcome, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
How did the training work? Was it in a classroom?
The training was set up in a room with computers at the mill. The workers could spend time with her once a week. They had individualised training programs but learnt very similar skills. Does that make sense? It was really important for each participant to feel respected and valued for the skills that they'd started with. The trainer was really good at making sure that each person felt very comfortable. And I hadn't really thought about it before, but if she hadn't been really good at her job, then the guys just wouldn't have gone back.
That's a good point. So if you were to sum up what makes a good foundation skills training program, what would you say?
Well, I think the program has to meet the needs of the people doing it. That sounds a bit basic, but I've seen a lot of training that happens that's just about using a manual and everyone has to work their way through it. I mean, what if you have trouble reading? It just won't work. The other things that are important are that people have to feel respected. The trainer has to understand the workers and the value that they bring to this project. The company has to support the whole thing too. In this program, the employer was right behind everyone, encouraging them to make sure that they use the most of this opportunity. That really helped too.